You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So we've been having a lot of fun today with great calls, great text messages. Let's see if it keeps up with this game Rattle Off. Now, Kelly told me off the air, Jeremy, that she's very nervous. But why would you be nervous when you're talking to friends?
Oh, we're friends.
You don't feel like we're friends?
I don't even know.
I mean, I just... It just, yeah, literally, I don't even know you.
I don't know you.
It's a one-sided conversation every time I listen to you guys.
Not really, because you can put yourself into every conversation that we're having. That's the beauty of this show.
That's really nice. That is true. It's in our marketing plan.
That's right.
It's right at the top.
It's in our mission statement, Kelly.
So I'm...
Oh, hey.
Dom, you're talking to the right person.
I'm a graphic designer. I completely understand.
Dom can be your friend. I'm not your friend yet. What would make me want to be your friend? Tell us about yourself.
I work at a dispensary, so I can get you free goods, you know.
I have never smoked pot in my life, first of all, so what else can you do for me?
I could design stuff. I'm a graphic designer. I can make you a website. I can make you your own font.
We don't have our own font.
We need a Dom and Jeremy font.
A font would be fun. A fun
font. Tell me not.
Get on that today and send us your font for us.
Say less.
And then something that says that you will never charge us for using that font that you can sign.
Ooh.
Yeah, we'll need some legal documentation on
please.
That.
Please.
So. I'm not going to be like the Nike guy who sold the logo for $20.
Yeah, right,
I'm okay.
Right. Yeah. So you're working with the pot weed, huh?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yeah, I know.
So you can't be friends with Jeremy, but you can be friends with me all day. Okay?
Oh, Dom posts smokes pot like
crazy. Seems like Dom is my favorite.
Oh, good. That's good. You guys can hang out.
Hmm.
For sure.
Hmm.
What would you guys do together, Dom? First, you'd get high like crazy.
Yeah.
I think we
and then take a nice hike.
I think what we do is we would hold hands and skip through the park.
Yeah.
Oh, magical through the flowers.
With big fatties hanging out of your mouth. What's your favorite potweed strain? Like a funny name one that you sell?
Oh, recently my favorite has been Grandpa's Cookies.
Grandpa's Cookies.
Grandpa's Cookies, yeah.
That's so funny.
That sounds like naughty.
Yeah.
I walked in the bedroom and I saw Grandpa's Cookies, Mom. Oh, his cookies were out.
They were down to his ankles.
Ooh.
They were oatmeal.
Oatmeal raisin, no.
Oatmeal raisin. Okay, we can be friends.
Kelly for the win.
You're funny. We can hang out.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
And you're not nervous anymore either, are you?
No, after a couple jokes, I'll be okay.
It's like you're having good. A couple of drinks with us, isn't it?
You're good.
Yeah, instead of drinks, it's jokes.
You should drive down to Castle Rock on Friday and meet us. We're doing a little happy hour at the Great Divide Brewery. Come see us.
I think I will be most likely working. I would try, but no. I'll be working.
All right, we won't see you.
Okay. Never mind then.
Yeah. Well, then we're not friends anymore. Sorry. Okay, so let's...
Damn.
Just like that.
And hey...
Kelly,
you
let's
like that.
you know how Rattle Off works, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so for people who are listening and they don't know, we're going to give Kelly a category. Then we're going to start this obnoxious timer. And she will have 10 seconds to try to rattle off 5 examples of this category. I will tell everyone else who's holding, and it's full phone lines. Amanda, Drew, Tennyson, Alex, and Veronica. Even if we get a winner, don't hang up because we still want to talk to each and every one of you. If you hang up, it just means you only wanted the prize. That will break our hearts. So don't do that to us. Let's see how Kelly does. Kelly, 10 seconds. Have some fun with this. Five things that people collect. Five things that people collect. Ready and go.
Coins, action figures. Can I say bills? Or like dollar bills as well?
Keep going.
Football cards, baseball cards.
Yeah, we can't stop the timer. I mean, once that starts going.
You just got to go. You just got to go. Boom. You could have said bongs, probably.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
Hey, yeah. No. Where's the...
There it is. Well, it was a matter of time on that one.
It's always a woman who curses on this show.
If you're streaming online, you got to hear it.
And the people who are on hold. Amanda, Drew, Tennyson, and Alex, and Veronica all got to hear it, too.
Yeah, well.
If you're listening on the radio, you'll never know what she said. Kelly, we still love you.
What happened to our music? There it is. Okay.
she blew the music right out of the studio, man.
All right, next.
Amanda, I'm sorry if your ears were scarred by that language.
That's okay.
Don't repeat it.
Yeah, don't.
Nope.
Let me ask you something. We talked, it's mostly, I'd say, 60-40 women to men on this show. Maybe 65-35. It's definitely majority women. But you tell me why, Amanda, in all the years, 90% of the time that we have to hit the dump button on language used on the air, it's a woman. Why is that?
I have no idea.
I need to know.
Women have potty mouths.
They potty mouths all day long. You have no filter.
No, we don't.
You're
I guess
sassy.
Not.
You're spunky.
Yeah.
Just lay it out there. Tell it like it
yep.
is.
Say all what right. we want, I guess.
Well, you sure do.
Cost us our jobs.
Well, that wouldn't be good.
Do you work? Do you have a job?
I do have a job.
How could we ruin your job?
Well, maybe I won't tell you what my job is.
Walk in the door.
I'm just joking. What do you do?
I just recently switched jobs. I'm working as a nanny now.
A nanny. We have tons of nannies that listen.
Yeah, we're big with nannies.
You're Mary Poppins.
Mm. Yep, I am.
You like the kids?
I do. Yeah, they're sweet. They're older. They're in fourth and sixth grade. So,
is there one that you kind of don't like?
Yes. Don't
no,
lie.
I
don't
like
lie.
Them both.
Don't lie. I mean, how many did you say? There's three of them?
Well, there's four kiddos, but really, I'm watching two of them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Out of the four, there's one that you're like, oh, you got to stay later for school today? Darn, that's too bad.
You know it's true.
Dang it.
Come on.
No.
It's like parents.
Love them all.
If parents have a favorite and least favorite, you can as just a nanny.
Yeah, but the parents aren't going to admit it either.
What kind of activities do you have planned today?
Well, we're doing school today. The sixth grader does school online, so we're doing school together
online
today.
School.
I'm doing school, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it sounds like you got a good gig. And
yeah.
You sound friendly.
An evil Heather just sent us a text message answering my question about the cursing. And she says, because women are more frustrated.
You could be right.
Do you feel like that's right, Amanda?
Maybe. Or does that mean we're not as easygoing as men? I don't know.
Sure does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at my relationship. Yeah, Knick-Knack's a little more frustrated and a little more wound up at times than me.
God, she's married to you.
Hey-o.
Who wouldn't be frustrated?
You know, she's just a busy mom, got a lot on her mind, and
she needs more than a two-minute loving, you know? It's like she's frustrated for days.
I can't, but she's too pretty, man. I can't help it.
Amanda, you ready to play Rattle Off?
I am.
Let's do it.
I think this one's kind of challenging, but take a deep breath. Let me hear you take a deep breath.
Uh-oh, okay. Here we go.
Very good. 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 You can do it. 10 seconds. Give us the names of. And this thing, you can go back as far in time as you want. They can be current. We don't care. But we're looking for five movie directors. Five different movie directors. You can do it. Ready? And go.
Yeah, this is not happening. Spielberg.
Yep.
One.
There's no way. That one guy, no.
That one guy!
There's
always that one guy.
Yes, I'm not going to say
he's the best.
No,
I might save that one. I'll save that one.
Save it, because there's so many.
Yeah.
There's so many, but I wouldn't.
Thousands.
I know apparently one. Apparently I know one.
Oh, no. Well, listen, we enjoyed talking to you. We hope you have a terrific day, okay?
Yeah, you guys too.
Okay.
Thanks
See
so
you
much.
Later.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, Drew, what are you doing today?
Good morning, boys. I just got to the gym.
Yeah. Spot me, bro.
Getting swole. Right. Drinking my creatine. I'm going to punch a wall. What?
You guys are helping shorten my gym time.
Oh, that's good, man. Where are you working out at?
I'm at a Trails Rec Center.
I don't know where that is.
I don't know where that is either.
What are you working on today? Abs.
I'm just trying to win some rattle.
No. A part of your body.
Pecs. What? Pecs, legs.
It's always arm day, man.
Glutes. What are you doing?
Skip leg day.
We're gonna do leg day today, I think. We're going to go for it.
Are you? God, I hate leg day.
Why?
Me too.
Everybody hates leg day. Mm-hmm. Nobody.
Yeah, like when you can't walk the next day.
Yeah, you can't sit down on the toilet. You can't go up the stairs.
Maybe you guys aren't doing it right.
Biceps is where it's at. 24/7 biceps.
That's what I work on every day.
Biceps, yeah. You got a special someone in your life?
I do. I got a beautiful fiance.
Ooh, la la.
When are you guys getting married?
Married in September.
September. Oh,
how'd you propose?
Well,
yes.
I ended up
quickly.
Okay, we went to a hike up in Breckenridge, and I proposed right by a little waterfall just outside of Breckenridge.
Oh my God, it's so amazing!
You know, I think Katie is doing Waterfall Wednesday today. You should call her when she gets here after 10 o'clock. Call her and tell her that you proposed at a waterfall. She would really appreciate it.
She's a waterfall freak. She hikes everywhere to see them all in Colorado.
Yeah,
so
she has them all. She knows all their names.
She would love to talk to you about that.
She has tattooed the names of every Colorado waterfall at some place on her body.
All the waterfalls.
All of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is why she can't get a date.
Oh.
What does your fiance do?
She is a coder.
A coder. Oh, okay. That's good work. All I've been encouraging my son to go into some coding and learning all that.
I know. I'm actually thinking I might do the same thing.
What's the best thing about her?
Ooh, man, that's a tough one. She's just, like, fun to be around, probably.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah. What's the worst thing about her? Come on. We can all name something.
She fart a lot.
I know. That's tough.
You can't name one thing that's, like, the worst thing about her?
I definitely can. I would say she's just too easygoing sometimes.
No, that's not.
That's dumb.
No, you can't. That's a chicken way out of that question.
She got, like, a weird mole on her back
or
something?
Too easygoing, then it's, like, hard to, like, make decisions. You know what I
mean? She's just kind of like, whatever. She goes with the flow. That's great.
You sugarcoated it, though. You should have just said, I hate that she can't ever make a decision.
But I'm not going to say that.
I did for you.
Yeah, that's a weak one anyway.
Yeah.
There's got to be something else, like one nostril is bigger than the other.
Like Jeremy and I each have one. Like Jeremy talks about how Nicole leaves glasses everywhere in the house.
Everywhere.
And I talk about how Gretchen always leaves every cabinet and drawer open 100% of the time. And it drives me crazy.
And my wife snores.
Yeah, see, we can do it.
She has to wear a special snore guard at night, okay?
Listen, Drew, don't be afraid. She's not going to break up with you because you tell us on the radio her worst trait. She won't break up with you, I promise.
Give us another one.
We're not even married yet, fellas.
Oh, for God.
Never
mind. You got to gain some time, though.
You're not going to play. How long have you been together?
2 years?
After 2 years, you can't think of one thing.
God, I hated the whole cabinet and drawer thing after 2 weeks.
It could be like her toenails are too long. It could be anything.
Bad breath?
Yeah, halitosis.
She calls out other guys' names during lovemaking?
She's cheating on you and you don't even know it?
Anything?
You know, I really don't.
Okay,
I don't
you know
have
what?
Anything
then you
major.
Are...
I know you guys are looking for some juice, and I just don't have any juice for you.
You're a smitten kitten, and I'm happy for you, and that's great. Then you guys are meant to be together. This is good.
Thanks, Jeremy.
You're going to last forever, bud.
Well, Drew, I'm thoroughly disappointed in you, okay?
He's going to last forever.
Jeremy can be your...
Can you send us a picture of her?
Your little spot buddy this morning, but not me.
Send us a picture of her.
Well, I don't know if I can go that
with
far.
With her phone number.
All right, let's play Rattle. Are you ready to play Rattle?
Not happening. All right. Let's do it.
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Okay, here we go.
Come on.
You should be able to get this in 10 seconds. The names of five action movie stars. Five action movie stars. Ready and go.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, John Cena, Jason Statham, Tom Cruise.
Stallone.
You know what's funny is I almost said Rocky Balboa, and I was like,
you could have said The Rock. The Rock's
The Rock,
biggie.
Yeah. You're going to hate yourself.
That was such an easy one.
She's going to leave you today because she heard this.
Yep.
She's like, man,
right.
She's going to leave you. Drew, you're a good sport.
She's too easygoing. No, I'm just kidding.
You know, that's better than saying she's too easy. I mean, I'm glad you didn't say that.
Oh, boy.
So, 100%.
Drew, have a great day, buddy. Thanks for being a good sport.
You too, boys.
Bye, Drew.
We have the greatest listeners in the world.
God, yeah.
All right, here comes Tennyson. Tennyson, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Isn't it Alfred Lord Tennyson? Was that the...
That's an author, right?
Poet.
Yeah, that's who I'm named after. It's a poet.
See, I thought that might have been it.
Do you do your own poetry?
I don't like poetry.
I don't like me no poetry.
I don't like rhyming nothing.
Roses are red, violets are blue.
Some poems rhyme and some poems don't.
Exactly.
What do you do for a living, Tennyson?
I'm right now still in high school.
Well, wait a minute. How old are you?
18.
Well, how do I know you're 18? You're probably 17.
I'm 18. I can promise you.
What day is your birthday?
I'm a senior. December 12th, 2005.
All right. Yeah. You going to go to college? Yeah. What are you going to do after high school?
Don't go. Don't go to college.
What are you going to study?
Well, I'm gonna actually go to Spain next year for a year and then go to college.
There you go. Right. There you go. Gap year, man. He's taking a gap year.
Live it up.
Comes from a wealthy family, man.
It's cheaper to go to Spain, actually.
Yeah, I've looked into living in Spain, actually. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So why'd you choose Spain?
Well, I took some Spanish in high school, so I have a little bit of fluency.
So you habla?
Un poquito.
A little bit. Good job.
Very good. What do you want to do with your life? Do you know?
I want to be an architect.
That's rad.
That's what I wanted in high school, too, and then somehow I got into radio.
What's your backup?
Radio's not bad.
What's your backup in case the architecture doesn't have
the fallback plan?
You don't know?
Like meteorologist?
Yes, do that.
No, don't do that.
What an easy gig. You can be wrong all the time and you still have a job.
No.
You just got to stand up there
and look pretty. Look at Mike Nelson.
I got news for you, cowboy. That's a very, very, very limited number of jobs, and most of them go to blonde women.
Are you a blonde woman?
I'm a blonde man. I'm halfway there.
Nope.
No, there's a lot of dudes in...
But there's not that many jobs.
I bet you there is, and we just don't know about it.
Like, there's more openings for architects than there is for TV weather people. Hmm. Don't do that. Stick with your architecture.
Don't do that.
Yeah. What would you like to design, houses or, like, commercial?
Probably, like, houses. I feel like that could be fun.
I think it would be, too. All right, you're a good sport. You ready to play Rattle Off with your boys?
I am.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Is this your first time to ever call us?
It is.
How does it feel to finally be on the show?
Pretty good.
Pretty special, isn't it?
Pretty good.
Mm-hmm. 10 seconds. Let's see if you were paying attention in school, Tennyson.
Uh-oh.
The names, and these can be anywhere in the world. The names of five rivers. Five rivers. Ready and go.
Mississippi, the Nile, the Amazon, the Greenbelt River, and...
No! The Colorado!
No!
Kind of a biggie!
The Poudre!
Excuse me?
Up the Poudre!
Congo River.
Yep.
Dang. Yeah, the Rio Grande.
The Rio Grande.
Grand.
Well, Tennyson, it was a pleasure to talk to you. We're glad that you got your first time with the boys, okay?
Good luck, buddy.
Yep. Thank you.
Have fun in España.
I will.
All right.
They've got live shows there in Spain, right? Live, you know.
Sex shows?
Live sex shows.
Huh, I don't know. Ask Veronica if she's ever been to one of those.
Veronica, you ever been in a live sex show?
No, to visit.
Oh, two.
Not in.
My bad.
God. Well, now he's asked.
No, don't answer that.
There was that one time with that one boyfriend.
Listen, and we had a lot of shots.
Oh, Veronica's a good sport. Okay. What are you doing today? Anything fun?
No, just hanging out. I got to work this afternoon, but just hanging out.
Just hanging out, huh?
All right.
Wandering around, pacing the house.
What is that job?
I am a chef instructor. I teach kids how to cook.
Kids how to cook?
Yeah.
No way.
That's really
great. It's the best job ever.
I want to sign my son up for that. That's all he does is watch this couple YouTube cooking guys, and that's all he does. He bought their cookbooks and everything.
That's fun.
It's really
cool. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I love to hear that.
I know. I'm really proud of him.
Did you get him like a little Easy Bake oven or anything?
No, he uses the real oven.
Oh, I was just wondering.
Yeah.
I bet Veronica had an Easy Bake Oven when she was a kid.
I did. I am that old.
Let me ask you something else.
Little light bulb inside and everything.
Make the soggy brownies. Mm-hmm. Do you or anyone you know do cake decorating classes? Because my wife wants to sign up for a cake decorating class.
I do not do cake decorating. That's not my gig.
It's not you. Okay.
But I do know some people.
Just Google it.
Maybe off the air you can talk to Josh and give me some ideas. I'd like to get her that as a gift or something.
Fun.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure I'll get 1,000 text messages now, but...
Right.
I think that's a good gift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. All right.
Something unique.
Unique.
Yeah. All right.
We haven't had a winner. You're our last contestant. Don't I probably...
I know. I can't believe it got to me.
Isn't it crazy? I should probably just give you a super easy one just so we have a winner, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll take that collector one, the first one.
Yeah, give her that. Give her that one.
All right, 10 seconds. Five things that you collect. Five things you collect. Ready and go.
Figurines, coins, stamps, baseball cards, stuffed animals.
Done.
Bam. Done.
Bam. Bam.
Yeah, just all like day long. She's a
winner. I just read a story about those creepy precious moments.
Oh.
Little porcelain figurines, and some of them are worth like thousands of dollars. If you collect those.
I actually collect a figurine. I collect the Mary Moo Moos. They're little cow figurines. I'm a cow collector.
That is a weird hobby. Mm-hmm. How many little weird, or how many cow figurines do you have?
Oh, Lord. Probably 400.
Isn't one of those things where people find out then for every birthday and Christmas, that's all people do is they get you cow figurines?
Yeah, it was for a long, long time. Yep. Yeah.
How much do you value your collection at?
Oh.
$27,
probably,
$28?
Probably a few grand.
A few grand.
Yeah, not worth a lifetime of...
Time to donate those.
Yeah, well,
might be time to bring back that segment. The thing that you sort of collect, but everyone gets it for you. Like our producer of our show 20 years ago. In fact, she was the person who interviewed Jeremy for this job, was Little Jen. And she one time said something how she liked Goofy, the Disney character Goofy. And she said that was the worst mistake she ever made because then every birthday, every Christmas, all she got was stuff with Goofy. She was like, I'm so sick of it. I don't want to see Goofy again the rest of my life.
That was a big mistake.
Yeah. Send us a picture of your cows.
Okay. I will.
All right. Thanks.
Amazing. That's well, thank you so much. This is my
first
time calling in.
So. Oh, wow. Oh. Well, you got to rate us from 1 to 5 stars. What do we get?
5.
Hey.
Moo.
I love listening to you guys.
I know,
you make me laugh every morning.
I know, right?
You are utterly charming.
All right.
Stand by.
Milk you later.
Hold on.
Thank you.
Hold on. Josh is going to tell you about your prize, okay?
Have a great day.
Okay, you have a great day. Am I right or am I right? Callers are the greatest in the world.